This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver cleared a homeless encampment this morning for the first time under the new mayor. Residents of the camp include David Schoberg, who says he started living on the street downtown to reunite with his wife.
This whole thing that we had put together is now being taken down. As you can see, officers and everybody else is kind of making that a happening thing. So we're going to try to move to another location and keep moving forward.
Mayor Mike Johnston visited the site yesterday to talk with people who would be removed. Denver police are now investigating whether students of color were locked inside a seclusion room at McAuliffe International School. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine reports it comes one day after Denver Public Schools announced their own investigation.
If students were locked in the room by themselves, that would be a violation of district policy. At a press conference Thursday, board member Awante Anderson said a whistleblower alerted him to the room that had an outside door lock and locked windows.
Our schools are places of learning, not prisons.
The investigation comes a month after DPS fired McAuliffe's principal, Kurt Dennis, after he spoke publicly about school safety. In a statement, Dennis said he requested support from the district for students with severe emotional or behavioral issues, but never got a response. He said DPS policy offers no guidance on de-escalation rooms for violent students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver is hosting block parties across 30 neighborhoods. It's all part of the 11th annual Denver Days initiative. Visit Denverite.com for a list of events happening this weekend. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.